USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia postures for the largest invasion in Europe since the Nazis did it in the late 1930s, Ukraine officials downplayed a possible incursion by Russia, saying do not believe the apocalyptic predictions, after U.S. officials said Moscow had assembled 70% of the military force needed for a full-scale invasion. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC News.
Our view is that China is not in a position to compensate Russia for the economic losses that would come from our sanctions. If Russia does choose to move forward, not only will it come at strategic cost to Russia, but if China is seen as having supported it, it will come at some cost to China as well.
Australia will reopen its borders from February 21st to foreign travelers who have received two COVID-19 vaccine doses. Australia's borders have been shut to most non-residents since March of 2020. USA Radio News.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
One lawmaker says Nancy Pelosi is shielding the Chinese government.
It's become widely accepted by experts that the pandemic likely began in Wuhan, China. How it began, though, has not been nailed down. Meanwhile, the U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says that it should be nailed down. But the Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has been standing in the way of a good independent investigation.
Think about what Nancy Pelosi has done as Speaker. She has protected China from any investigations to the origin of COVID, even though it's killed more than 900,000 Americans. She's preventing American athletes from protesting at the Olympics. And now she's producing a bill that sends American taxpayer money to China.
Money that's to go to China for it to conduct an investigation that McCarthy says would certainly not be independent. He spoke on Fox News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As truckers protesting the never-ending government mandates in Canada will soon be protesting in the United States. The GoFundMe platform that has been taking donations to support the truckers abruptly stopped the donations, then ordered the $10 million in remaining funds to be refunded to donors. Benjamin Richter, the spokesman for Freedom Convoy 2022, was on Newsmax with his views.
You know, the money speaks where the people believe, where the people's ambitions lie, right? Well, initially it was started to deal with two issues that we have. One is the vaccine mandates, which have been very problematic to our industry in Canada. Lots of people losing their jobs for a number of reasons. You know, there are people who have legitimate medical reasons, but they don't get a pass. They just have to sacrifice their entire livelihood. The second is the vaccine passport, the digital passport that's put on your phone. So when you're crossing back into Canada, into your own country, you have to show your vaccine status, which is, it's actually a digital system that automatically tracks you when you get close to the border booth. We want those two things removed and abandoned. And we've seen some movement from not only the various provinces, but, you know, overtures from the federal government that they would be, you know, exploring the possibility of removing the mandates.
Thanks for listening. My name's Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.